This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictating Attorney, a letter to Nick Alexio, attorney at law of the Isaacs and Isaacs Law Firm, address on file. Dear Mr. Alexio, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Megan Engel, please note the following medical letter, period. Megan is M-E-G-A-N-N-E. Engel is A-N-G-L-E, period. The patient was seen by me on June 20th, 2023, for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 36-year-old female, height 5'10", weight 262 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 21st, 2019, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended on the highway by a semi-truck, period. The patient was in a Chevy Malibu sedan, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was jerked. Her head hit the top of the car, period. She had pain later in the day in her neck, comma, headaches, comma, bilateral shoulder, comma, neck pain radiating to both shoulders, comma, and mid-back pain, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing neck pain with diminished range of motion and radiating into both shoulders, period. New paragraph. The neck pain is described as intermittent, occurring approximately 12 hours per day, period. It is a burning and stabbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into both shoulders, period. There's occasional tingling down the back, period. New paragraph. The headaches are described as intermittent, occurring approximately 2 to 3 times a week, period. It involves the entire surface area of the head, period. It is a migraine-type headache with nausea, period. She had a block, but she continues to have pain, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day. She was seen in the emergency room by ambulance, period. She was seen at Good Samaritan in Vincennes. She was treated with medications, and they prescribed x-rays, period. A few days later, she returned to the emergency room, and medications were prescribed, period. She saw her family doctor, Dr. Stein, and was referred to physical therapy for several weeks, period. She was referred to Commonwealth Pain Management that did injections of the trigger point area, including the back, shoulder and neck regions, period. She had some nerve ablations in the cervical region, period. She also had chiropractic treatment, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include problems playing with the kids, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, sleep, comma, running, comma, and sitting in the car greater than 30 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include Vyvanse, comma, albuterol, comma, Singular, comma, Cybalta, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history includes ADHD, comma, asthma, comma, and depression, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals 3 months before this automobile accident. She was involved in another automobile accident where she injured her low back. She had physical therapy for approximately 8 weeks, period. She was still under treatment at the time of the automobile accident of October of 2019, period. She was free from neck pain and headaches at the time of this automobile accident, period. She has not had prior headaches or migraines before this automobile accident, period. She was only in minor automobile accidents other than where she was T-boned in an automobile accident 3 months prior, and she had physical therapy for 1 to 2 times a week for 8 weeks, and it was given to the mid-back, and it resolved without permanency, period. She has not had work injuries or prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals surgery of the wrist, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that of a pharmacy technician, period. She can work full-time with pain and needs more breaks to rest, period. New paragraph, at this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent records that I reviewed, period. Commonwealth Pain Associates, February 14th, 2020, relate 32-year-old Caucasian female with history of neck pain that began about 8 months ago, period. She reports significantly worse after the auto accident in August and October of 2019, period. She complains of pain in the cervical spinal region, mostly over the C7-T1 spinous processes and into the thoracic paraspinal muscles, period. She also has complaints of headaches in the occipital foramen, period. Bilateral thoracic paraspinal tenderness with palpation and range of motion, mostly significantly left, period. Most recent injection therapy on January 2nd, 2020, period. We'll schedule TPI, that's TPI, left thoracic paraspinal, period. Chart notes from Robert Green, chiropractor, November 8th, 2019, treatment for acute/active care due to an auto accident which occurred on October 21st, 2019, period. Chief complaint of left side of neck, comma, posterior cervical, comma, right side of neck, comma, left trapezius, comma, upper thoracic, comma, right posterior trapezius, comma, left posterior shoulder, comma, left mid-thoracic and mid-thoracic dull and aching discomfort, period. Good Samaritan note. Physical therapy, November 8th, 2019, 32-year-old female who presents to PT with complaint of left-sided neck and thoracic pain following MVA on August 28th, 2019, and worsening symptoms since another MVA on October of 2021, period. Patient has more weakness and pain with more limitations in thoracic mobility and paroscapular strength, worse on left side since recent MVA flare-up, period. Patient will benefit by PT to address those deficits, period. Good Samaritan emergency room note, October 21st, 2019, a 32-year-old female who presents with complaint of neck pain, period, involved in MVA prior to arrival when another vehicle rear-ended her, period. Pain over the right side of her neck and some generalized soreness, comma, was involved in MVA over a month ago and injured her neck at that time, period. She states she is currently in physical therapy for this, period. On examination, abnormalities noted, including mild tenderness over the right paraspinal muscles, period. Radiography of the cervical spine was negative for fractures, period. Final impression by the physician is 1, neck sprain initial encounter, 2, encounter for examination following MVA, period. My comment by Dr. Mandel is after review of all the medical records, taking her history and performing a physical examination. I have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident in question of October 21st, 2019, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph, on physical examination by me, June 20th, 2023, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical area, period. Flexion diminished by 22 degrees, comma. Extension diminished by 6 degrees, comma. Side bending on the left diminished by 24 degrees, comma. On the right, side bending diminished by 26 degrees, comma. Rotation diminished by 18 degrees on the left, comma. And rotation diminished by 20 degrees on the right, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical spine, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of both the cervical and thoracic regions, period. In the thoracic region, flexion was diminished by 8 degrees, period. Lumbar region was normal, period. Abdominal examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and the aggravation of prior cervical strain of the automobile accident of August 28, 2019, period. Number two, thoracic strain, comma, pain, comma, and trauma, period. Number three, cephalgia, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of October 21st, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment, period. This impairment rating would have been higher if not for the automobile accident of August 28, 2019, period. In reference to the thoracic region, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the cephalgia, utilizing Table 13-18, the patient qualifies for another 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 7% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of October 21st, 2019, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and thoracic regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Medications, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics, at a monthly cost of $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. She was told that she will need yearly ablations in her cervical region, and these would cost approximately $3,500, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is appropriate, period. A back brace at a cost of $500 that would need to be replaced every 2 years is appropriate, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.